Good morning. It's Wednesday. Graham here. This triumphal entry to Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. So this is in the last week. And Jesus was staying in Bethany, and each day was going into Jerusalem to the temple where he would teach the people, and obviously wanting to say special things. But this obviously annoyed the religious leaders, who were showing their opposition by questioning his authority and asking trick questions. However, he still had time to just to stop and observe things. And one of the things he saw was how people were giving their gifts into the collection box in the temple. And he noticed one particular poor widow who just put in a tiny amount, two small coins, and then commented to the disciples how she had given all she had. He knew her situation and he looked on her heart, not on the outward appearance of what she was doing. The second thing is, this is recorded in Mark chapter 14, where he says it's 2 days before the Passover celebration and the festival of unleavened bread. So Jesus was staying in Bethany, but this time we hear that he's not with Martha, Mary and Lazarus, as in John 12, but with Simon, who had leprosy. Presumably he was healed of leprosy and had leprosy. Mark goes on to say how during supper, a woman approached Jesus carrying a beautiful jar of expensive perfume. She broke the seal and poured it over Jesus' head. Some of those at the table were indignant. Why was this expensive perfume wasted? She could have sold it for a small fortune and given the money to the poor. Well, Jesus rose to her defence. And from his words, we can learn certain things. The first thing is that, as far as he's concerned, it wasn't a wasteful use. I mean, what a thing to say, that your gift to the Son of God, it's wasted on you. That's quite shocking, really. But she had actually done a good thing, and she was expressing her wholehearted devotion to him. It's interesting to note that this perfume was worth about 300 denarii in the Greek, and that one denarius was the wage for one day's labouring. Remember the person who hired people to work in his vineyard? So this perfume was worth 300 days' wages, nearly a year's worth. So that is quite a sum. And so basically, she was giving up her fortune. She was giving a big gift. And so this was very special. Secondly, she had anointed his body for burial ahead of time. And then thirdly, Jesus was not going to be with them much longer. And so it was important that she did what she could, well, when she could. And then next, she had done what she could according to her resources. And the last thing that we notice is that in what Jesus said is that she will be remembered for what she had done. This was really a special thing. Now, as a big contrast to this, straight after this, it's reported in both Matthew and Mark that Judas went to the leading priests and said, "How much will you pay me to betray Jesus to you?" And the sum agreed was 30 pieces of silver, which I'm informed was the price for a common slave. So there's a big contrast here between these things. And we need to realise that whatever the size of gift or act we can do for someone, doesn't matter what people think. God sees our heart and what we're trying to do, given our resources, abilities, opportunities, etc. Enjoy your day. Bye-bye.